Blog Talk Radio.
Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Wash me through, create me a clean heart, so that I may worship you.
Come on.
If you let it, he can.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise, amen. Come on, let's sanctify his holy name, amen. Come on, let's end on today with all faith, believing and trusting God for a mighty move in your life and those that you love and concerned about. Come on, shout glory. Hallelujah, for the Bible says in Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. I will not want, amen. He lets me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul, amen. He leads me down the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall feel no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Hallelujah. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Come on, let's give God some praise, amen. Have you received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Come on and shout glory, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Father God, we enter in with all faith on today, oh God. Trust you for a mighty move in our life and those in our family. Lord, we come give you all honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names, for there is no one greater than you, Lord God. Lord, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made it. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God. We thank you for lying down and raising up, amen. We thank you for restoring our soul. In our family. Lord, we thank you for every beat of our hearts and every breath that we take. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we come surrendering all over to you right now, withholding nothing, oh Lord, that you may have your way. Amen. Oh Lord, open up the channels of our spirit so we can receive from you great and mighty. Amen. Fill these your temples with as much shekinah of glory as possible. Lord, we come humbling ourselves on your mighty hand that we may be forgiven and delivered from all that's not of you right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Heavenly Father, we thank you, oh God, that you love us. You love us so much that you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, oh Lord, to die for us, amen, that we may receive the gift of salvation. We thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for your shed blood that redeemed us from the curse of the law of sin and death, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we call upon your help on today, Lord, that you will help us and those in our family, oh God. Oh Lord, you remember us, amen, in this very hour, oh God, in this time, oh God, that you will bring us out of harm's way, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. We come against every attack of the enemy against our life and those in our family, amen. We come against every attack on our finances, our marriages, our relationships, our jobs, our businesses, all that we have and all that we will have with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us, amen. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against in judgment, you shall condemn. Holy Spirit of the living God, have your way right now. Have your way. Hallelujah, in this place. Have your way in the place, hallelujah, where you're choosing on today, Lord God. Oh, Lord, make the atmosphere conducive to the Holy Spirit to operate us, that we may receive, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we come, oh God, with our minds they be renewed, amen. We don't come that we may be, hallelujah, remain the same. We come, oh God, hallelujah, to receive transformation on today, amen. We decree the fact that we will not be conformed to this world, but we will be transformed by the renewing of our minds, amen, in the mighty in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name, Father God. Oh, Lord, we come seeking you first, your kingdom, and all your righteousness, oh, Lord. We come, oh, God, asking, what would you have for us to do, oh, Lord? We come surrendering our will to your will. We come binding our will to with your will, Heavenly Father, that thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We bind our minds to the mind of Christ right now. Have the mind of Christ may rise and operate in us to the full measure of Christ Jesus, which is the hope of glory. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray for restoration right now. Oh, Lord, that you restore us, oh, God. Have blessed to the days of our salvation, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we pray for restoration, amen. Oh, Lord, restore our health, oh, God. Restore every organ, every cell, every ligament, every muscle, every bone, every tissue, hallelujah, in our bodies, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Restore us to the days of our youth, Father God, and we just want to say thank you for restoration. Thank you for breakthrough, amen. Thank you for our healing, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask that you would divinely intervene in everything that's concerning us, your children around the world, and turn it all around for our good. Whatever the enemy has set out for evil, oh God, oh Lord, turn it around for our good. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, any curses that sent our way, oh God, turn it around to be a blessing. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, and we just want to say thank you. Lord, we ask you to release cast your warring angel, oh God. Hallelujah, to war on our behalf, oh God. Hallelujah, against any spirits of thine. Stop our prayers for me and answer, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, send your ministry names, oh God. Hallelujah, to minister that we may be strengthened in the time of our weakness, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, God. We decree and declare your goodness, God. We decree and declare, we shall put our hands in the plow and not look back, amen. For the kingdom of God is at hand, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, God. We decree and declare, oh God, that eyes have not seen, ears have heard, and entered into the hearts of men the plans that you have for us, your children, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Lord, we say yes to your will, amen. We say yes to your way, amen. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you. We without fear what man can do to us, amen. Because great is you that's in us and he that's in the world, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. We decree and declare victory right now, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we speak life, help, wholeness, and newness of life, amen. We speak the blessing of the Lord and make us rich and add no sorrow, amen. We speak that we have the favor of God, amen. By faith that we receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah to your name, God. We bless your holy name, Father God. Oh, Lord, do all that you can do, oh God. Because we know that you can do all things that fail, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, help us, oh God, to be careful not to practice, hallelujah, anything that's outside of your will, amen. Not to do evil for evil, oh God, but to do good for evil in the name of Jesus Christ. For you are blessed, oh God, that we are the righteousness of God, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. We thank you, oh God. And Lord, we ask that you bless the mouth of our pastor today as he brings the word forth, oh God. Let him speak with your word, oh God. Oh Lord, anoint his mouth that he will speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that all that have an ear will hear and receive, amen. Lives will be changed, amen. Healing will spring up, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and the life and the body of your children, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and that turnaround will come, amen. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you. I decree and declare that we will not walk in darkness, but we will walk in operating your marvelous sight, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I decree that we have integrity and who the Son set free. We reiterate on today that we are free indeed. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, all glory to your name, Father God. And Lord, we pray for those, oh God, God of all comfort. We call upon you, those that have lost a loved one, amen. Those that are grieving, oh God, we decree and declare your word that we've been doing for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Oh Lord, let your joy overtake them right now, God. Let them receive unspeakable joy, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Let your peace rest upon that family, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that even during this time, oh God, let this be an opportunity that they may come to you, oh God, that you may receive them, Lord, that you will call them nigh unto you, that they may receive Jesus Christ, their Lord and Savior. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Increase their faith to receive it more. Lord, remove every spiritual blindness, every spiritual numbness, amen. Every spiritual ignorance, amen. Every spiritual sleep, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, make us sensitive to the Holy Spirit that we may receive, hallelujah, and be led and guided by your Holy Spirit, oh God. Lord, I pray for divine order for our lives right now. Oh Lord, when things are out of order, let them fall into order right now, amen. When things are out of place, let them be in order right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. For we know you to be a God of order. Amen. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Nobody like you, Father God. Lord, we come asking for more of you and less of ourselves, Lord. Help us to understand and know today what the breadth and the depth is, oh God. Hallelujah. Of your love. And, oh, Lord, we ask that you increase us in love, that we will love like Christ, that we will not turn from it, amen, that we'll be quick to forgive, oh, God, hallelujah, releasing grace and mercy to others, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare, hallelujah, that turn around and come, that we are blessed as we enter in this hour, oh, God, that you already with the miracle in us, that you've already turned it around, amen, that you made all things new because we're in Christ. So we're new creations in Christ Jesus. And we just want to say thank you, Father. We bless your holy name, Lord. We bless your holy name. We decree and declare all is well with us, amen, that it is well with our soul, that you are with us, Lord. We decree and declare with our faith that we are blessed. And we're going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home. And we thank you for it, Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things that fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise. Come on, come on. Thank him right now. Enter in and just thank God because we're still here. We're still able. Amen. Hallelujah. And we just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name. Amen and amen. Welcome, 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 everyone. Welcome this Sunday. Amen. April the 23rd, 2023. We welcome you here at the Gospel Public Ministries. We welcome everyone here in Houston, Texas, and surrounding cities, Louisiana. Amen. Illinois. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Michigan, Alabama, Mississippi, New York, New York, New Jersey, Oklahoma, Florida, Georgia. We welcome you all around the world. Hallelujah. Welcome, welcome, welcome here with us today. We know you could have been anywhere else. We thank God that you chose to be here with us, coming in agreement, amen. Trusting God for a mighty move even right now, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, decreeing the plan, breakthrough is here, amen. Healing is here, deliverance is here, and we thank you, Lord. Welcome, welcome. We are the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas, with Senior Pastor, Pastor Dorsey Manning, Apostle Tawanika Manning, our minister on the roster, Minister Lauren Green, and we welcome you. Welcome. If it's your first time here with us in Sunday service at the 2 o'clock hour, we want to pray for you. First of all, we want to welcome you. We want to pray for you and pray with you. If that's you today, press 1. If you're online listening, call in to 845-277-9213. We want to pray for you as well. We want to welcome you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're so glad to be here. Amen, amen. We'll give everybody an opportunity to press 1 if it is your first time here with us. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So we're going to have a song selection at this time to our very own Brother Joe Washington, who is here with us on this Sunday. God bless you, Brother Joe Washington.
Yes, good afternoon. I'm so glad to be back with y'all. Yes,
amen.
Good afternoon. I'm so glad to be back with y'all. I know it's been a little while, but, you know, God is able to do all things but fail. You know, I've been going through some things, but I know God is in charge. You know, and I just want y'all to continue to pray for my family and me. I got a procedure coming up on the 11th of next month, and it's got to be done. So I done put it all in God's hand because God know his will and he know his way. And I want you to know you don't have to worry about me because I'm in God's hand. And I feel good about what is going on with me and what God is doing for me. So y'all keep me in prayer, my family, and all the other family. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Whoa, Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Whoa, Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Whoa, call him up and tell him what you want. Whoa, Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Lord, Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Lord, Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Lord, call him up and tell him what you want. If you want your body healed, tell him what you want. Lord, if you need your body healed, tell him what you want. Well, if you need your body healed, tell him what you want. Well, call him up and tell him what you want. Well, if you need a little more power, tell him what you want. Lord, if you need a little more power, tell it what you want. Well, if you need a little more power, tell him what you want. Well, Jesus is on the main line now. Main line, main line. Tell him what you want. Well, main line, main line. Tell him what you want. Lord, the main line, main line. Tell him what you want. Well, Jesus is on the main line now. Well, Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Well, Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Lord, Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Well, call him up and tell him what you want. God bless you. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for you, Brother Joe Washington. We pray right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that every virtue that left the body of your son, oh God, that you restore it, oh God, to overflow, that we have even more to give. Amen. Even after this. And we just want to say thank you. We speak healing to your body and strength to your bones, peace to your mind and joy to your spirit. Like never before in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, it's you that go before and preparing the way, making every crooked path straight, oh God, knowing that you are with them, that you'll never leave them nor forsake them. That all is in your hands, oh God. And we just ask, Father God, oh, for healing right now. Oh, Lord, that you will strengthen, amen, that you will touch the one that will be doing the procedure, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, that they will do all that you call them to do, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Taking care of your son, oh God, your servant, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. It's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray, that we bless you. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. We love you. We thank God for you, Brother Joe Washington.
Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. At this time, we're going to have our scripture reading, and then we'll follow behind that with song selection. And then the next voice you would hear is our pastor, Pastor Doris. Amen. And so stay with us. Don't go anywhere. Amen. Our scripture today is going to be coming out the book of Romans, chapter 14, amen, verse 1 through 4. Hallelujah. Amen. That's Romans chapter 14, verse 1 through 4. Hallelujah. It says, accept anyone who is weak in faith, but don't argue about disputed matters. One person believes he may eat anything, while one who is weak eats only vegetables. One who eats must not look down on the one who does not eat. And one who does not eat must, hallelujah, must not judge one who does, because God has accepted him. Amen. Who are you to judge another's household servant? Before his own Lord, he stands or falls. And he who stands, because the Lord is able to make him stand. May God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of the word of God. Hallelujah. Again, it's Romans chapter 14, verse 1 through 4. Amen. At this time, we'll have our song selection, and we'll be right back.
Show me your glory and show me your power. Let me in more of you is what I need. Rejecting the love in your warm embrace, but I realize I need you more and more each day.
I need you more.
Oh, I need you.
I want your glory.
I want your glory.
Less
of me and more of you.
This is down. Matthew chapter 17. I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17. The Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus. And he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples. And your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him. And immediately the boy was cured.
Hallelujah, glory to God. We've come to the message part of the Sunday service. As you prepare yourself to receive the preached word from our very own Pastor Dorsey Manning, a man after God's own heart, a man that is a man that operates in love, a man with grace and mercy to all, a man that loves his family, the head of his house and the priest of his home. Your pastor, I present to you my husband, Pastor Dorsey Manning. Come on, let's give God some praise. We welcome Pastor Manning.
Amen, amen. I thank you so very much, beautiful wife here, Apostle. Thank you so much for a very warm introduction here. But all honor and glory goes unto God, my Father, and my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for making it all possible, you know, just for me to be right here to be able to, you know, deliver his word or to bring his word here to each and every one of you. You know, I'm so honored for each and every one of you for inviting me into your homes here this afternoon. I mean, well, I know you could have been anywhere, but I thank God for each and every one of you, and thank God for this particular time, this particular day. You know, I always like to say this is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be so glad in it, because our God, he is so good. Church, he is so good, and he is so worthy to be praised. Amen. Let us go ahead on and do what God has brung us here, you know, to do. Let us get it today. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, for every single opportunity that you give to us each and every day. When you wake us up in the morning, Father God, clothed in our right mind, we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Father God, for watching over us all last night and waking us up, you know, with a new song and a new thought, you know, new desires, new mercies, new grace. We just want to say thank you. We thank you, Holy Spirit, and we recognize your presence when we say you go forth today and touch every single heart that has a heart to receive, every single ear that have an ear to hear. Touch them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Be our thoughts in Jesus' name. Be every single word that proceeds out of our mouth in the mighty name of Jesus. Every single unclean thought and unclean spirit, we rebuke you from this place right now, and we say you go in Jesus' name. It is in your name, Lord Jesus, that we pray. And the whole church do say amen and amen again. If you have your Bibles, I would like for you to go with me to the book of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 4. You know, what a mighty word that's going to go forth here. I don't know if this word today, if it's going to make you jump, is going to make you shout, or if it's going to open up your minds or open up your heart, but I do pray that this word today, it enters in and do what God has intended for it to do. This may not be one of those running around the church kind of words, but it may be. I'm just going to do what God has placed me here to do. Proverbs chapter 4, and we'll start here with verses 7. Today I titled this message here today, Speak the Word of God. Speak the Word of God. You know, what a very interesting message today. You know, God, he speaks. God is always speaking. God is especially always speaking to his children, to his own. And we need to be able to understand what God is saying to us. Amen. We need to be able to hear God, to know whether it's God that's speaking to us or whether it's some other spirit that is speaking. So we titled this today, Speak the Word of God. And, you know, I can't really say that, you know, I always speak the Word of God. I'm just going to be honest about it because, you know, I am a spirit that's living inside of a body that God has given to me, but I do know that I have some nature, some old nature, some old things that are about me that may say some things that God did not tell me to say. I'm just going to be honest about it, but I thank God that I have a Savior. Somebody say amen. I have a Savior. So when it comes down to speaking the Word of God, I thank God that, you know, he gave me a Savior, that he gave me Christ Jesus. I thank God that, you know, he had prepared, you know, ministers and leaders, you know, of my generation to teach me the Word of God, preach it, to be able to read it, to be able to show me how to read it, you know, so I can be able to have an opportunity, you know, to understand it. Let's go over here to Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs chapter 4, and I'll be reading this from the King James Version of the Bible. Proverbs chapter 4 and verses 7. Let's start at verses 1, and we'll read here to verses 7. Proverbs chapter 4 and verses 1, it starts here. It says, Hear, ye children, the instructions of a father, and attend to no understanding. 2, for I give you good doctrine, forsake ye not my law, for I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. 4, he taught me also, and said unto me, Let thy heart retain my words, keep my commandments, and live. 5, get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. 6, forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. 7 reads here, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all things, get understanding. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Speaking the Word of God, see, we need to understand that the Word of God has already been established in heaven. The Word of God has already been established. The Word is now and forevermore, and it's established in heaven. See, but when it comes down to us to speaking the Word of God, see, we need to understand because the Word of God has already been established in heaven, therefore we shall or should establish heaven on the inside of us. Heaven, amen, heaven should be established in each and every one of us. And we thank God that God made a way that heaven can be established in each and every one of us. Now, we know the Word of God is God. We know Jesus Christ is the Word of God. We know that the Son of Man. You know, he is the Word of God. We've learned this. We read this in so many places. We've been taught this. We have come to know. We have a relationship with God. We know that the Word of God and, you know, God, you know, they are one and the same. They are one and the same. So when it comes down to speaking the Word of God, or when it comes down to establishing the Word of God, or getting heaven in on the inside, then we know that that takes receiving Jesus Christ in on the inside. Amen. So now when we speak, we're not just speaking from our own intellect. Or we're not just speaking from our own thoughts or our own ways of knowing or our own worldly education, worldly knowledge, wisdom, or however you want to call it. See, now we're speaking because there is heaven that's living on the inside. We're speaking because Jesus Christ, who we have invited on the inside, I'm talking about the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, that we had asked one day to come in on the inside to love us first, hallelujah, to free us from all these shame and guilt and condemnation, and to teach us all things pertaining to life and godliness. See, this is Jesus Christ who is living on the inside of us. Speak the Word of God. Now, every single time, you know, when we open up our mouths, we have an opportunity. And this opportunity that we have here is to, just like Proverbs chapter 4 teaches us. See, we have an opportunity to use wisdom. Amen. Amen. We have opportunity to use wisdom, but we don't always use wisdom. See, this is not a message to tear anybody down. See, this is a message to enlighten you, for you can have some understanding. Because, see, the Word of God says over here in Proverbs chapter 4, it says get wisdom, and it says to get get understanding of wisdom. So that means that there is some instructions for us to do. See, our ears should be open up to what the Holy Ghost is saying. Amen, amen. That way when we open up our mouths, we will open up our mouths and we will allow the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit to speak on our behalf. I would like for us to think about this for a second before we move any further. See, before we had the Holy Ghost in on the inside, see, we were a spirit that lived inside of this body or this earth suit. And we have a mind that can think, a mind that can think, a mind that can produce words. They'll have a mind that can produce emotions. We have a mind that feels things. So here we are, our spirit man that's living on the inside of us is living in a body that has a mind. But there were a lot of things that we were doing, and it was done all because of our nature of who we are. But if you can remember that day, all of the things that you were doing before you received the Holy Spirit on the inside, see, understand when the Holy Spirit entered on the inside, see, the Holy Spirit, see, this is the spirit man that we were just talking about. See, we're talking about speaking the Word of God. See, before the Word of God entered in on the inside of you, see, you could have been speaking anything. You could have been doing anything, whatever. I don't know. I know just from my own experience, I ain't always had the Word of God. But when the Word of God moved in on the inside, I'm talking about the Spirit of God moved in on the inside. So now the Spirit of God, think on this right here for a second, church. The Spirit of God speaks to my spirit man. And then my spirit, man, it speaks to my mind, or it speaks to those thoughts. It speaks to those emotions. It speaks to those things that cause me to want to feel and cause me to want to do. Therefore, this body that I live in that has a hand and has feet and has all different parts of the body, see, now it does what the one that moved in on the inside told it to do. Amen. See, this is that relationship. See, we need to understand, you know, when you're speaking the word of God, see, you need to understand that this comes from an agreement. This comes from a covenant. This comes from a relationship with him because we trust him. Amen. Just as if we were to have a mother or a father, you know, that teaches us and tells us things, what to do and what not to do, what to say and what not to say. And then when we do what mother and father tells us to do and what not to do, we end up in the right place. Amen. We end up in the right place because we trust mama and we trust daddy. And we know mama and daddy, you know, they're flowing with plenty of wisdom. They have plenty of understanding. They have already been where it is that we're trying to go. Wisdom is the principal thing. Amen. Do anybody know that God has a new plan for you? God has a new plan for your life. God does have a new plan for your life. And that new plan for your life is for you to receive the word of God on the inside to do what God has sent it here to do. God loves you so much, church. He loves you so much that he gave his life that you may have life. So if we understand that, then we need to understand that God's plan for our life, there should be an exchange. See, our hearts have desires. Every single body has a heart's desire, and God knows every single one of our desires. But do you know that every single one of your heart's desires, hallelujah, it may not line up with God's plan for your life? Amen. Have you ever asked yourself, what are my heart's desires? Have you ever took some time to examine your want-tos? Have you ever examined your want-tos? Each and every day of our life, you know, we wake up in the morning and we have some want-tos. We have some things that we want to do. We have some desires of our heart. Whether it be most of them, they're usually pertaining to our house or pertaining to our bodies or they're pertaining to our relationship. They're pertaining to our jobs or our careers. These are our want to's, you know, because we wake up every single morning and we know that there is something or somewhere that we're trying to get. Somebody say destination. See, and these want to's, this is where we are physically and we are spirits, we're traveling in these directions. We're traveling in a destination, and we do it by our thoughts. And this place where we do in our thoughts, you know, this has become, you know, very intense and very strong desires that's in our hearts. And these want-tos, they lead us in places in life, and these places in life, they could very well be godly, or they could very well represent the kingdom of God, or they may lead us in a direction or down a destination that is ungodly and that does not represent the kingdom of God. That's the reason why we should know what God's plan is for our lives. Amen. Amen. It is not the will of God for any of us, and I'm talking about God's children, for mankind, you know, to perish or to end up in a place of death and destruction. That is not God's will. But a lot of our want-tos, they lead us in this direction each and every day of our lives. But that's not God's will for any man to perish. See, the word of God teaches us over here in John chapter 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, and whosoever shall believeth on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. Amen. So here it is. This is the will of God for your life, you know, to know that God loves you and that he loves you so much that he don't want to see you perish. It's not his will, but we do each and every day. If we was to think about church, what we're fashioning ourselves or what we're going after today, what matters in our lives right now, what's the desires of our heart? How about 20 years on up the road? With this very thing that matters to us right now, would it matter 20 years on up the road or 30 years on up the road, or will it change? These are the want-tos that I'm talking about. See, we're just like little children that need to mature in the word of God. When I'm saying mature in the word of God, we're little children that need to be taught. We need to be led in a direction that's going to pertain to life and godliness, church. See, we need to understand this because it is not God's will for us to perish. See, the things that we're fashioning ourselves out today, that may be so important, but on down the road, it may come to a place to where we realize that we wasted a lot of time, we wasted a lot of life, and we could have been doing something else, and we're still in a place where we're immature. In a lot of areas, not just in the word of God, but we're mature in a lot of areas in our life. We're still right there in the place where God was trying to work with us in the first place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So why is it so important for us to speak the word of God? See, I can give you two or three reasons. I'll give you two or three reasons. Reason number one is, and we said it a little bit earlier, it's God's will for our life for us to live, but not just to live. Reason number one, God intends for us to live a long life, hallelujah, a wholesome life. It's God's will for us to live a loving life, amen. It's the will of God for us to live a grace-filled life, life full of grace. It's the will of God for us to live a faith feel life. Amen. That's a whole nother teaching all in itself. Grace and faith working together. Grace that have already been provided and faith that takes what grace have already provided. We are to be full of grace and to be full of faith. Faith in the word that has been preached to us. Faith in the wisdom of God that has been instilled in us. And this faith or this word that's been instilled in us, taking or activating or causing us, you know, to believe and to receive or to move in the grace that God has on our lives. This is the will of God concerning us. This is the will. It is the will of God in our lives for us to have a peace-filled life. Amen. So when we hear the wisdom of God speaking each and every day, church, the wisdom of God that speaks to us each and every day, it leads us. See, this is the Holy Spirit that Jesus had promised that we would receive. Hallelujah. We would receive him. You say, when you believe in your heart, and he say, when you believe it and you receive it, hallelujah. This is the very operation of the Holy Ghost being the head of your life. This is the will of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is God's way. Amen. So speak the word of God. Go with me over here to the book of Proverbs. Help us, Holy Ghost. Thank you for your presence and thank you for your power. Proverbs chapter 18. Proverbs chapter 18 and verses 20 and 21. I want us to understand how powerful. See, when we're talking about speaking the word of God, see, we need to understand that the word of God is speaking power. See, When you have the Holy Ghost on the inside, so you should understand that you have God's power. And if you have God's power, then you need to know that you have speaking power. And I know that if I got God's power that's on the inside, and I can open up my mouth and speak the word of God, that means I can open up, I'm yielding to the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit can have his way to do what he come to do in me. Amen. So this is speaking power. Proverbs chapter 18 and verses 20, it reads here, a man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, amen, and with the increase of his lips he be filled. And 21 reads here, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. My Lord, let's back up a little bit. Let's back up a little bit, church. See, we're still talking about speaking the word of God. We're talking about speaking the word of God. Do you understand that the very words that you speak, they hold enormous amount of power, some power that you may not even have came to grasp or recognize it. See, your mouth has the power to bring death. Hallelujah. To bring death. Your mouth has the power to bring death. So, you mean to tell me? Now, I believe in the word of God. I believe it. Now, if the word of God teaches me that my mouth has the power to bring death, so that means I need to understand the very thing that I fear in life. Death is the very thing that I fear in life. You mean to tell me that my mouth gave death the power over this person? Amen. Amen. That's a hard one. Then if I believe the word of God, does that mean that I should be very conscious of the very words that come out of my mouth? This is speaking power. The word of God teaches us over here that life also is in the power of the tongue. So this tongue that I have, this tongue that can produce words, it can produce death, and it can produce life, not just in my life, but even in the life of those that are around me, even in the very things that are living around me, the trees and every single thing. See, we need to understand how powerful the word of God. The word of God holds this whole existence, whole universe, holds every single thing together. That's law. And I have that power in my mouth. I have God's power that holds every single thing, hallelujah, that's in this world together. My Lord, the word of God. Speak the word of God. Reason number two, church. I said I had about three reasons. So let me tell you reason number two. Because we just come to know this, some of them may have already known this, that death and life are in the power of the tongue, then we should know that speaking power or the power of the tongue is a very powerful weapon. This is a very powerful weapon, and this powerful weapon that we have here is either going to be yielded to God, is going to be yielded to Satan or the kingdom of Satan. We need to understand that. Sometimes we get in a place to where we may not believe in God, and we may even not recognize, you know, as serving Satan or being in the kingdom of Satan either. You know, we'll be in a place where I'm just doing me. I'm just living my life how I want to live it. You know, I'm not all the way sold out on believing in God, and neither am I saying that I serve, you know, Satan or I'm believing in Satan. But you need to understand when it comes down to to words. Words contain power. Words give life or death. And either you are going in a destination towards life, or either you're going in a destination towards death. Amen. Amen. But the good news is, this same powerful weapon, see, God have made it a way to where we don't have to yield this power over to Satan. You don't have to yield this power over to Satan. Satan's job is to blind, you know, the eyes and deafen the ears and block the heart that where you can't hear the word of God. That's his job, to blind your eyes. So, you know, when you look, you know, you see the word of God, you know, his job is for it to have persuade you, for it to have no effect on you. He needs to tell you that don't work. Or, you know, that ain't for you. That work, but that ain't for you. You know it, all the stuff that you've been doing, all the stuff that you've already been saying. You think God going to use you, all kind of stuff like that. All kind of stuff, and even deeper than that. But that's his job. For every single time that God is here to speak to you, to lead you in a place of life and godliness, you know, the devil is right there to keep you right there where you're at, or keep you going in a direction that you're going. That's a powerful weapon. That's a powerful weapon. Speak the word of God, church. That's reason number two. Why is it so important, though? It is so important because the very word that we speak, and we just said this here, I may have given it away, we're bodies that yield, are like vessels. We're yielding ourselves to be contained with the word. And we know, we said the spirit man a little bit earlier. So the spirit man is the word of God that has been established. So we said earlier also that the word of God is forever established in heaven. So therefore we establish his word right here on earth, or in this body. So that's why it is so important. It's God's will for us to receive his word, to establish his word on earth, to be yielded vessels is what I'm trying to say. Amen. And I decree and declare today that every single one that's here this afternoon, that we have declared today that we are yielded vessels to the word of God. We have yielded over our mind, our hearts, our desires, this tongue that we have, this whole self, over to speak the word of God. Amen. That's the reason number two, because it is the will of God for your life. Amen. Amen. And reason number three. The third reason is, let's go over here to Revelation chapter 12. Revelation chapter 12 and verses 9. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you for being our teacher. Thank you for being our way out of no way. Thank you for being that voice of reasoning. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for being our all in all, our strong tower. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Revelation chapter 12 and verses 9 through 10. Let's read this. I want us to have a clear understanding about speaking the word of God. Amen. Revelation chapter 12 and verses 9, it reads here, and a great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil, Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast into the earth. Put a star right there. He was cast into the earth, and his angels was cast out with him. 10 reads, and I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of God, the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of the brethren is cast down, which accuses them before our God day and night. Can we read 11? 11 reads here, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. And they love not their lives unto death. Hallelujah. That's reason number three. Reason number three is the reason why we should speak the word of God. We should speak the word of God according to scripture. We have already established that because, you know, death and life is in the power of the tongue. But we should speak the word of God because of this right here. See, there was a dragon that was there, hallelujah, that fought against that Michael. I mean, if you read 7, it sees right there. You know, Michael and his angels fought against Satan and the devil and his angels. And Michael and his angels, they defeated that serpent. They defeated that dragon, and it was cast out. It was cast out into the earth. See, a lot of times when we think about this, we think about, you know, that it was destroyed. But scripture says that that dragon, or it says Satan and the devil, Satan, the devil, and his angel were cast down to the earth. Now, where are we right now? Amen. We are right here in the earth. So we know that when it comes down to speaking the word of God, we know that here in the earth that we are living in, the devil, his angels, they were cast down right here. And scripture reads right here, it says that now that salvation has come and strength, and it says, you know, the kingdom of God and power has come. It says, for the accuser of the brethren has been down, which is accusing before God day and night. See, this is something that we are experiencing, some of us experiencing this right now just by listening to this message. Someone right now may have a feeling that's in their heart and saying that, listen, that Dorsey, see, he think that he know every single thing. I wonder what time this right here is going to be over with. I came to just to see if he was going to say the right thing or see if he was going to mess up in this place. See, I knew him when he was this right here. See, I knew him when he was over here. See, he's trying to pretend as if he's so godly. And this is, see, this is right here, this accuser of the brethren who have entered inside the hearts of man and entered inside the hearts of woman going before God, accusing day and night. How many times that has it been you that has all day and all night you're thinking on how you can come up with a plan to destroy somebody or to tear them down? Or how many times have it been you when you were open up your mouth and speaking against a son or a daughter, a brother or a sister, or maybe someone that may have done you wrong one time or two? How many times have you identified with the accuser of the brethren? How many times have you have yielded this vessel, this mouth, yielded this body over to the power of Satan, when here it is, that old dragon had already been defeated there in heaven? If we know that who we are, and we know that God lives on the inside of us, we have received the word of God. I'm talking about speaking power. I'm talking about speaking the word. Then we must know that the devil has already been defeated there in heaven. Here it is, God knowing that his children who are here right here on earth, he gave himself that his children may have life. So we're talking about the word of God, the word of God which is forever established in heaven. Therefore, we shall establish his word on earth. Hallelujah. See, we shall establish the word of God right here in this vessel, yielding over this power. I'm talking about the power of the tongue, the power that has the tongue that has power to speak death or life. See, I choose life. I choose to allow the Holy Ghost to speak on my behalf. See, I don't care what you say about me, because that's not important. See, the important thing is that I got the word of God that's living on the inside, and he came to do a new work, to change my old desires, to change my old want-tos. See, I used to want to go over here and used to want to go over there. I used to want to say this and used to want to say that. But when I experienced God all for myself, see, a new word is in my mouth. See, the new word is that Jesus Christ have died for every single one of my sins. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ have went to hell, and the Holy Spirit resurrected him from hell, and he dwells on the inside. Now, I don't have to die, neither do I don't have to yield power over to Satan, because God, hallelujah, is sitting right down in rest. And he's living on the inside of me, and he's interceding for me. See, I can speak the word of God concerning every situation that I face. This is the way that God has made it up for me. See, I have a new plan for my life, and the new plan for my life is allow the Holy Ghost to lead me, guide me, deliver me, and free me from the hand of Satan. See, I'm not destined to hell. See, I'm destined to go to heaven. Even right now, I'm seated in heavenly places, because greater is he that's in me than he that is in the world. Amen, amen, amen. My God, my God, speak the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God has been so good. He has been so good, and he is so worthy to be praised. God have picked us up out of that ditch that we were in, placed our feet on solid ground, gave us a new song in our heart, a new song to sing. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. And every single time that this mind and this heart want to be just like the old man or the old woman, he's there living on the inside to say, no, you're not him or you're not her anymore. You are a new creation created in Christ Jesus. Go ye therefore, my son and my daughter, and preach that word of God, hallelujah, the good news of the gospel, of the word of the mercy, the word of grace, and the word of truth. That's who you are. You are of a royal priesthood created in Christ Jesus. Stand therefore boldly, decreeing and declaring what thus saith the Lord. That's who we are today. Hallelujah. God's name be praised. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for every single word that you have preached to us today, Father, every single word that you have taught to us today. We thank you, Father God, that you have shown us that you love us. You love us more than we ever can imagine. We thank you, Father God, for speaking power for your word. We thank you, Father God, for new heart. We thank you, Father God, for new desires. We thank you, Father God, that every single situation that we face, that now we know that we are overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony according to your word. Hallelujah. Help us, Lord, in those areas where we need help. Help us, Lord, in those places where we're tempted to stumble. Help us, Lord, in those dark areas of our lives, Father God, that we're trying and trying and trying to come out and may have given up. Help us in those areas to see you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus, for being that light that shines through all darkness. Holy Ghost, have your way. Have your way in this place in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you free range, hallelujah, to involve yourself into every single affair of our life right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we decree and we declare that straightway we are victorious because of you and all that you have already done in our life. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. In your name, Lord Jesus, we pray with so much love and thanksgiving. And the whole church do say amen. The doors of the church are open. There may be one here today. There may be one who have heard this message here today and you realize that, you know, you don't have a relationship with God. So let's, you know, first things first, you know, now that we heard this word today and we understand that God gave himself for us, he gave himself for us, you know, that we may be saved. So if we understand that, then let us come to understand that, you know, hey, there's something for us, you know, to do, and that's receive him on the inside. Romans chapter 9, can I have a little time? I want to read this right here. As a matter of fact, let's do this. If you have never been, you never prayed the prayer of salvation before, you have never prayed the prayer of salvation, and today your desire is to pray the prayer of salvation, I would like for you to read this right here, Romans chapter 10 and verses 9. Now, I'd like for you to openly say this here. Lift up your hands right now, right here where you are. And say this here. Say, Father, I realize that I am a sinner. And right now I repent. I change my mind. I change my heart about those, about me, about those selfish self. I ask you, Father God, to come into my life and to be my personal Lord and Savior. For your word says in Romans chapter 10 and 9, if I shall confess with thy mouth that Lord Jesus and shall believe in thy heart that he has risen from the dead, that I shall be saved. In 10, you said, Father God, that you said, your word says that for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confessions are made unto salvation. So according to your word, Father God, I believe that you have died for me, and I believe that you have been raised from the dead, and I receive this free gift of salvation that you have given unto me right now. Come into my heart and be my personal Lord and Savior. And I thank you, and I say right now that I am saved. Amen. Thank you for saving me. Amen. If you have prayed that prayer, you have just prayed that prayer, will you press 1? Will you press 1? Apostle Tawanik and I, we would like to welcome you to the body of Christ. We would like to welcome you to the body of Christ if you have just prayed that prayer. Amen. If you are in need of prayer of anything else, or if you are looking for a church home, will you press 1? Will you press 1 right now? Amen. Thank you, Lord. Everybody all right? Hallelujah. God's name be praised. Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for the word that went forth on today, oh God. Yes. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing, all that you've done, and all that you're about to do. And, Lord, we pray right now as we lift up our pastor on today. Yes. Lord, we pray that every virtue that left his body, oh God, that you restore him to overflowing, that he'll have even more, that he can go even more on today. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, yes. Lord, we pray that you be his strength and everything that he is. Everything that he has preached, oh God, and spoken on today, those seeds that he has planted, oh God, let it take root in all that he had an ear to hear on today, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we pray that you will give the increase on all that has been planted, oh God. And we thank you for it. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray, we believe, and we receive. To God be the glory. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to receive our tithes and offering. If you have tithes and offering, this is a time of gift giving. So if you're in position to give on today, may God bless. And those who have a heart to give, amen, God bless you as well. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that you've blessed us, Father God, to be a blessing. We thank you, Lord God, that you give seed to the sower. Dear Jesus, make us a ministry for your kingdom. Honor our offerings as we give on today and cause them to multiply where we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know as your children, we are the chief financial officers of your money as it comes to us. It's our responsibility to manage our money with and distribute our offerings and as spiritual seed to help nurture harvest of your glory for your sake on earth. What matters to you is the dedication we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Help us to appropriate your money with dignity, to uphold your holy heavenly banking system.
Yes.
It is not frugality, your honor. It's the wisdom of a spirit-kissed, generous heart,
yes,
and that we give on today. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory.
Yes.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Our announcements today are, amen. I'm just grateful, y'all. Just so grateful. Just thanking God for it all. Amen. As we go into our announcements, today is Sunday, April the 23rd, 2023. Amen. We are the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas, with our senior pastors, Pastor Dorsey Manning, and Pastor Tawanika Manning, and our minister on the roster is Minister Lauren Green. Mondays at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time, we have our intercessory prayer here on our church line at 845-277-9213. Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, we have our Bible study. Amen. Sundays, we have two services, 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. So join us. We've already entered into our minister training class, which started on April 20th. And we just thank God for the Holy Spirit that leads and guides us as we journey in those 12 months of minister training. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to celebrate everyone that's celebrating the birthday this month of April. We pray today that God will continue to bless you and increase you in his goodness. May you live a long life with good health and strength. Amen. May the favor of the Lord be upon your life always. We pray, God, for hedge protection around you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And it's in Jesus' name that we bless you. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. And those who are celebrating the wedding anniversary this month of April, we bless you in the name of Jesus. We bless your union. We pray the favor of God continue to be upon your marriage. The joy of the Lord continue to be your strength, that you all live a long life together in good health. Amen. In peace and joy and unity always. Amen. And hallelujah, have an understanding for one another, respecting one another. Amen. Having mercy and grace towards each other always, and not forgetting the day that you said, I do. Amen. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray and we bless you. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Now, that does conclude our announcements for today, April the 23rd, 2023. Amen. At this time, we're going to release the pastor's blessing. We here at the Gospel Public Ministries, Senior Pastor Dorsey Manning, and myself, Apostle Tawanika Manning, and Minister Lauren Green, our minister on the roster, we bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people. Hallelujah. And a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. Amen. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function with excellence. Amen. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. Amen. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray and we bless you. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Pastor Manny, for the benediction.
Amen, amen. God is so good. God is so good, and I'm telling you, this word that went forth today, and even though it came out of my mouth, it's preaching back to me. I like to tell my wife that. Oh, when it comes out, see, it comes out to do something. Amen. I hope y'all was able to get something out of the word today. I know I really did. You know, my heart's been so blessed. Amen. And I pray that each and every one of your hearts has been blessed as well. Now may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And the whole church do say amen and amen again. Remember, church, that you have speaking power. See, you can speak the word of God. Amen. You can speak the word of God and do speak it. Speak the word of God. Apostle Talmanika and I and Minister Lauren Green, we love you so much. We can never more than God loves you, no matter how much, you know, we try, how hard we try. We can never love you more than God loves you. Remember to keep on the word of God each and every day, each and every moment of your life. Keep on the word of God. Mm-hmm. When you open up your mouth, choose wisdom. Allow wisdom to be the principal thing. Remember, Satan has already been defeated. Yes. Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. 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 God bless you and may God keep you.
Amen.
Enjoy your Sunday in the mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say, well,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing,
I wanna hear
yeah.
King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streak, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like can you imagine.